Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, what's up, Maggie? This is Wardlow here from AEW. I hear you make some unique drinks. So I would like to, I'll dedicate one of my multiple power bombs on MJF to you. If you name a drink after me, and I think it's only necessary to bomb. Now, I'm a little more on the healthy side. So if it's possible to do like a kale, spinach, cucumber, celery, with maybe like a shot of vodka in there, give you the Wardlow bomb. Or tequila, either or. I'm a tequila guy, so maybe we go with tequila.
How about that? Thanks to Doc Chris Mueller for letting me play that from Bleacher Report. Maggie, are you doing okay?
Yeah.
Oh, hell. How about that? That was awesome. Look at that. She is so happy. That is so good. I love it. You deserve it. It's cool. Look at those. She is so happy. Where's that water? Like that water.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Ah! That was so cool. Like I was telling Maggie before the show started, I wasn't really around until just about an hour ago, and I didn't know anything really going on. I've been away from Twitter, which is a good thing, and literally saw it, and I was like, that is awesome. Holy crap, that is so cool. But anyways, guys, welcome to Coexisting. I am Rob Wilkins. That is Maggie. We are excited to be here. We are excited that you are here. Because it's another fun-filled day. We have a lot to talk about. We're going to talk about Stephanie McMahon taking a leave of absence. We're going to talk about Sasha and Naomi, everything that's going on there. We're going to talk about a little AEW Dynamite. We're going to preview AEW Rampage, WWE SmackDown, and a couple other little things, up, up, down, down, coming back. That excites me. So we got a lot to talk about. Maggie is on cloud nine right now. She is, look at that. Like, you thought I was blushing last week. Holy hell, look at that. And my cat made it into the room, so we might see her. But yeah, so everything is good. I hope everyone is doing good today. Maggie, what's going on with you other than Mr. Wardlow?
Mr. Mayhem himself.
I can't hear you, but
I'm sorry. I'm doing better.
All right.
This was just such a nice surprise. I needed this so much. I'm having some family issues right now, which I will not get into that whatsoever. But it was just so, I couldn't stop screaming and shouting. I almost broke my leg. You know,
that would have been
yes. Fun. Yeah, I have a track record with over exciting my body when stuff like that ever happens. Like I remember when Ethan Page debuted in AEW. I almost broke broke my couch because I was jumping on it.
Look at that.
Yeah. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Chris. Like it was just so. It was the thing I really needed to today, because you know it's happy to smile once in a while and not being a fake smile, you know, because I fake smile at work all the time, you know, and it was I could barely put makeup on because my hands were shaking and they still are. It's it's one of these nice things, and I can hear your cat.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yep, she made it in. I didn't shut the door all the way, so.
Yeah, and just a heads up, I will not shut up about this throughout the entire show.
Yeah, and it sounds like, well, somebody didn't hear it, so I'll probably play it again just so we can see Maggie's face go nuts in a little bit. But we got a super chat from Ryan Sullivan, our guy Ryan Sullivan. Thank you for the generous super chat. I may have to fight Maggie over her awful Pepsi pizza takes, but I will. I still wish you both a happy Friday. Thanks, buddy. Pepsi pizza.
Yeah, do you want to elaborate on that? Because they're releasing a pizza with Pepsi in it.
Oh, okay.
Yes, no, it's not okay. It's disgusting. And actually, me and Lily are on the same page on this. And we're going to talk about this on Fightful Select after our show. So a quick plug, guys, leave a thumbs up on the video. Send us a super chat if you want your comment read on here. And after the show, we're going to be joined by Lily on Fightful Select right after this show on Coexisting After Dark. So thank you, Ryan. You know, you can't be right all the time, you know. It's okay.
Yeah, that's weird, huh? Wow. All right, that threw me off. Ricardo?
About the Pepsi pizza, it just threw everyone because it's freaking weird.
Yeah.
As Ricardo, I said, you Americans and your sugar drinks, you know. Yeah,
we got those, and that's a big part where I've lost a lot of my. Like a lot of my weight as I cut back on my drinking the Pepsi and drinking the Coke and stuff like that. And of course, stop doing Coke too, probably helped. No, I'm kidding. But Ricardo the Mark says, good day to you people. Lots of love right back to you, man. Thank you. But
and Kyle's right. You are a sexy motherfucker.
Thank you. You know, I'm going to start blushing again. And just so you know, my dog now made it in here too. So this is going to be fun.
Both are in there.
Yep, they both made it. And yeah.
They want to wish me like.
Yeah, they heard Wardlow and.
Yeah, they heard Wardlow talking about me.
Yeah. So, well, let's go ahead and get into it. Stephanie McMahon yesterday kind of surprised everybody. With announcing that she is taking a leave of absence to concentrate on her family. And, you know, first off, good for her. You know, that's something that she's been with WWE, obviously, for over 20 years, you know, and she's taking a break. And it's one of those things where a lot of people are speculating, and that's kind of weird to speculate on with what's going on. You don't know. So I hate reading the speculation. A lot of it's not our business either. But that's the way it goes. What was your thought when you heard about this?
Well, first of all, when your husband retires from in-ring competition because of health issues, you kind of want to spend some time with your family, you know. This is good for her and good for her family. And I'm happy that she gets to spend time with Paul and with her kids. And all of them maybe, you know, getting the opportunity to actually act like a normal family, you know, without the 24/7 work, you know. And it's Triple H is gone, Shane McMahon is gone, Stephanie McMahon now gone, like, you know, you gotta kind of wonder. But I suppose it's nothing more than that. Like, let's not speculate about Nick Khan trying to, you know, butt his way up.
Yeah, that's the thing that I feel the most, and I'm like, come on, people. I mean, and that's the thing, like, some people, I mean, we know what Vince is capable of. We for the most part know what Vince is capable of, but it's just one of those things. She's taking a leave, and I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean anything's happening to her spot in the company.
It doesn't, as Ryan says in the chat, it just changes your priorities, you know?
Yeah.
And like, it's your husband. Like, when you love your husband and you love your family, you just need to, you know, spend some time with your family.
I mean, look at it this way. These are Vince McMahon's grandchildren. You know, he wants the best for them. So,
yes.
I don't think he's fighting it by any means. And I'm happy for Stephanie. She's one of those characters that when you see her on TV, she does her job really good because you're not supposed to like her. But then, like, it's one of those things. It's a love-hate thing, you know, like all of a sudden when you see her now, you're like, oh, there's Steph. We like her, you know?
I remember who it was, but there was, you know, going around in the last 24 hours, a video compilation of her slaps.
Oh, jeez.
Those slaps, like everyone, like I, ever since I was a kid, I wanted to do two things when I grow up. Slap someone like Stephanie McMahon and throw a martini in a man's face. Like, those are the two things I haven't done.
I tell you what, if we ever get to meet in person, I'll let you do both to me.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, why not? I will.
Or Wardlow.
Jesus. Yeah, dude.
He needs to see what it's like to be wet, okay?
Well, speaking of what got me wet here, is Ryan Sullivan with a huge super chat for us.
Yes, Ryan.
This is a twofer. One, because Maggie is having it rough, and two, because Rob put out one hell of a thread earlier this week, and that deserves acknowledgement. Thank you, my friend. You know, that thread was just honesty and how I felt. I talked about, just like, for people who didn't see it on Twitter, basically I talked about just 2009 was a bad year for me and I didn't want to live, and 2012 I tried to die and it was my greatest mistake that I've ever made. Because I'm here, and I learned my lesson. And the good thing is I'm not ashamed to talk about it. I hate that I did it.
Shouldn't be.
I'm glad I can talk about it to people. Because I'm here, and and I just talk about, like, overcoming, and the biggest thing is how, like, I had my aha moment. Like, that, I've never had that, like, feeling. And I sent Maggie a video of me today. Like, I don't do much cardio. Like, ever since I started working out, like, the person I work out with is like, let's do muscle because you're going to burn fat still. And I sent Maggie a video of me doing cardio, and I'm just like, this sucks.
And, I know. Cardio sucks really much bad.
But yeah, I appreciate that, Ryan. And, thank you. And John sends us a super chat here. Take a leave of my wallet and have a lovely day, you handsome pair. Thanks, man.
Oh, John.
We appreciate that. And we got another one here. Oh, Chris, my friend, glad you're still here, buddy. Thank you, man. That means a lot to me.
I'm so glad you are.
I am too. I am. And Kyle sends us one, get you the man the way Wardlow talks to Maggie about the power muff. Personally, I'm good on the man part, but I'll try to get me a woman that talks to... I'm thinking he's talking to you, Maggie, but I'm going to try to get me a woman that talks to... we're getting a lot of questions, and I try not... But yes, I actually am going to be doing that. And not yet. I am doing some lifting, but not power lifting. So, Maggie, I will share this very embarrassing story. So I went to, there was nobody around other than me and my buddy. I went to lift. And I'm not kidding. just totally. Like, whoops. my buddy was like, did that just happen? I go, absolutely, it just happened. I'm like, holy hell, did that? I'm like, wow.
Well, this is so normal, you know? Yeah. Like,
it wasn't normal. I mean, it wasn't normal for me because that came out of nowhere. Like, I'm like, what the hell was that?
It didn't come out of nowhere. Well, I know what it comes from. But
I'm just glad that's all it was. It wasn't anything else. But
you know, when you finally get to do DDP yoga, we'll talk then.
Yeah.
Because that'll happen again.
Yeah. But anyways, so yeah, we talked about Stephanie. Now let's talk about the other controversy from this week. This past Monday night, right before Raw started, the S hit the fan. Sasha Banks, Naomi were reportedly out the door at Raw. They left because some say they didn't get their way. A lot of people did not like the way it went down. It goes both ways, according to just basically the stories that we've heard that, like Sean reported on Fightful Select. It is, I see where both parties are coming from. You know what I mean? I see from WWE's perspective, obviously, it's like, we can figure this out a different way. I mean, there's still a week to do things. Like, there's still a week to change things. Like, nothing was going to happen that night. The other thing is, losing those, I mean, what they were going to do does not make sense for their story. Like, it just doesn't. Like, you're making
them... Well, it makes sense for WWE, but it doesn't make sense for the titles.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are two different things.
What I... Like, I was telling somebody in a DM, I said the only thing that would have, like, maybe made sense, like, where they might not have had a problem was if somebody would have had the idea where both, like, they continue their, like, little feud with whoever they're going to face, and both of them cost Naomi like her title shot, or not cost her the title shot, but cost her the title like in a match, and then the same thing happens to Sasha. That way they're both still protected, and that's the thing. If you put both champions over, it just makes your tag team champions look like chumps, in my opinion. So I see where they're coming from. Now it's there's a lot of rumors going out there about contracts and stuff like that. It'll be very interesting. Maggie, what are your thoughts on this?
Well, there are a lot of different aspects about this. So first of all, Sasha, whether you like it or not, like, consider Sasha as only Sasha without thinking about the Sasha stans on Twitter, because those are really, you know, cannot exist without the other. But like, for now, consider Sasha only. Sasha Banks is one of my favorite female wrestlers at the moment. Everywhere, like not only WWE or Impact or, you know, AEW, period. You do not look good not caring about Sasha Banks. Yeah. And it's amazingly true that if she walks away, then wherever she goes, it's just the beginning of something really, really special. The weird things surrounding Sasha for me started at the very place where they did not mention her starring in The Mandalorian whatsoever. Like, this was so strange and weird to me. Like, you cannot tell me that they couldn't mention The Mandalorian because it was on a different channel, you know, because I have no idea how these things work. in the States, like mentioning stuff which is on different channels or whatever. I have no idea how this works. You can't tell me that you cannot promote your wrestler being in this huge production, you know, because when you have like Star Wars fans and wrestling fans, they are, you know, mutually they can make something special. And if you get Star Wars fans to watch your WWE product, then this would be a bigger thing for your company. And it started way back there, you know, for me with Sasha. And, you know, it's so weird. Like she, the moment she, because the first match she ever got in the ring, when she made the tornado DDT, which she did in The Mandalorian, the crowd went nuts. And they didn't mention that. Like, she did the very move that, you know, made her so incredibly badass in The Mandalorian. She did it in her first ever scene, you know?
Yeah.
And having in mind that she was freaking good in The Mandalorian as well. Like, she can make it work in those sorts of movies, TV series, or whatever. She can make it in Hollywood. Now she knows.
Yeah.
So you cannot tell me that they would do anything to jeopardize her contract and her wanting to be in that company, knowing damn well that she knows in her heart that she can make it work without them.
Yeah.
And also, she constantly, you know, she maybe a couple of times a month, she tweets out, "Thank you, Vince McMahon." What the fuck? Like this, like, you know, that when she tweets something like that, that, you know, she has a different relationship with Vince than most other, you know, WWE superstars do, you know, because you can maybe not talk to Vince McMahon throughout your entire WWE career, you know, you can like camp out in front of his office like for 2 weeks,
yeah,
and you still wouldn't be able to talk to him. But clearly she does, because when Fightful Select reported it, that they actually had a conversation. And when Sasha Banks, I'm not saying that you should tiptoe around Sasha Banks and give her everything she wants. I'm definitely not saying that. But, you know, when you cannot underestimate what Sasha Banks brings to the table. I always, the moment I read that, I wondered,
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I don't know if anyone's ever asked that ever since it happened, but like, did Naomi walk out because she felt she needed to just to support her tag team partner?
Yeah, that's the thing.
Or even though if she did, good for her, because now she has someone having her back, you know, because Naomi should have done that like months ago, because she wasn't used at all, and Naomi's good. And maybe now that she has Sasha Banks as someone that has her back, maybe now they can utilize on that and actually, you know, put her over. You think that when you put a title on someone that that someone needs to be included in your program and your pay-per-views. But when you use that someone, you know, at some point I thought that creating the main roster women's tag team championships was just because Charlotte needed more than one title. Maybe.
Yeah.
And like I so hate the fact that at this point in WWE, it's not enough to have one championship on you.
Yeah.
Like, it's so weird. Like, you're the champion. Like, if what's this weird fascination boner with them putting more than one title on someone just to make him look even better? Like, he already has a title. He this person should be a big thing because he holds that title.
Yeah.
I'm like, and when someone holds two titles, it should be a special thing. But they do it all the time now, so it's not special at all. And by making that the more special thing, they make other wrestlers who hold only one title seem not so good. And this frustrates me a bit. And we're still yet to, you know, find out some things about this whole situation. And, you know, I walked out of my work, like, in 2018. Like, I felt frustrated as fuck because I was working a long one shift. It was a night shift during the week. And then a couple of my bosses and a couple of my coworkers came to the bar. Like, they were a bit drunk. And they just started, like, they went behind the bar and just started doing things themselves. And I'm like, I'm here and I can work, you know, like, that's why I'm here. Like, tell me what you want and I can give it to you. And they just say, you can't do it. And it was it wasn't something that I couldn't do. It was something, you know, normal. And so I got pissed and just walked away. I took my stuff and I just left. And like 10 minutes later, one of my bosses called me extremely furious. And he told me, this is not the way you do it. And I'm like, no. This is not the way you do it. Like, I was there. Like, this is literally my job. Like, let me do my job. And they fined me. I got fined for that. But, like, if I go back, I'll do it again. Because it's like, it's standing up for yourselves. Like, it's insulting.
Yeah, that's something. Matt Reichel sends us a super chat. Happy Friday, Rob and Maggie. I love DDP yoga. It changed my life. Here to hear your guys' takes on Sasha and Naomi. Yeah.
You just did.
I'm glad it changed your life, man. I'm looking forward to trying it. As far as like the one thing you said that caught my attention is on Sasha. The reason why I think WWE, and I've heard somebody say this before and it made perfect sense, the reason why WWE did not promote Sasha Banks on that show is because they didn't get her on there. It wasn't something that they did for her. She got it herself because Jon Favreau, the creator of that series and director of most of the episodes, was the one that found her. He found her by watching an episode of Hot Ones, you know, that show where basically they interview somebody eating chicken wings, and he really liked her. And I believe that's what did it. That's what really like caught his eye. And they were able to get her. And I think that's what it was. It was the same like with Batista, like when he first started acting, like he was in WWE, but like with the gigs that he got, it wasn't anything that WWE got him. So you never heard him mention it. So,
It wasn't a part of that WWE movie like stuff that, you know, they had WWE studios. Yeah. Do they still have that?
I believe they do. I should look. I know the last movie I remember them producing that wasn't like a straight to Netflix. Well, yeah, they're still around because I think they're doing that Hogan movie on Netflix with Chris Hemsworth eventually. But I know the last one I remember seeing like their name pop up on was like it was about Bruce Lee, like it had something to do with Bruce Lee. That's the last one I remember. Yeah. But throwback, Car Guy, our buddy, sends us love you guys. You always make Friday work better, work day better. This weekend, including Monday, will be rough. But again, thank you for being awesome. Who else do you see leaving WWE?
Oh, what do you mean else? They didn't leave.
Yeah, I don't see. I still don't see Sasha and Naomi.
No. They're not leaving.
Yeah,
like,
I don't
hold
see them
on.
Moving.
Like yeah, this if, isn't a yeah. dumb deal or anything.
The only like that's the thing. Like WWE, it just depends on who wants to go really and or who they release. I mean, it's. I don't know. I honestly don't know, like, anymore. Like, I don't know who wants to stay and who wants to go. I know, like, does Ali still want to go? I would assume he probably does, but, I mean, there's one person I think that could be gone, but he might have changed his mind. Maybe he likes where his character's going. I wouldn't understand, but that's just me saying. I don't think that's the case, but...
But that's the thing. I could never understand your motivations, let alone a person like thousands of miles away from you with money, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, hit the wrong one. There's a lot of comments about WWE making wasn't. Yep. See, that's basically WWE wasn't making money on it, and that's pretty much what happened with the OnlyFans and the cameos and stuff like that. They took them away because WWE wasn't making money on it. And
yeah, but that's the thing. Okay, they're not making money out of that.
Yeah.
But if they promote it, they will get more clicks and they will get more views from people who normally do not watch the show. Like, why is this so difficult for them to understand? Like, us regular people understand it, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the other thing. Like, they put out a statement. And yeah. Corey Graves called them unprofessional. And that other word I've heard, like, once in my life and have no idea what it means. Like, the S word. What was that? I have no idea.
Oh, I can't remember what he said, but...
They said it and Becky said it on yeah. like on the live promo.
Yeah. It's,
like when the hell did they put out a statement before that? Like there was no statement for Jeff Hardy, you know?
Yeah.
Like previously, like literally months ago.
Yeah.
Like, this was so weird. Like why would you do that? And I get why people kind of see it maybe kind of iffy and racist and like misogynistic because they're two black women. I can
yeah.
see that. I
yeah,
can
and
see
that. Yeah, I can see where they're coming from in that.
Yeah, and I cannot wait to watch Grab City tomorrow. Like I would really, really want to hear what they have to say about that.
Yeah, it's going to be... I usually listen to Grab City later in the afternoon because I usually just have stuff going on Saturday mornings, but tomorrow I actually have nothing going on, or Saturday afternoons. Tomorrow I have nothing going on, so I'm actually going to try to watch it live. Our guy Throwback sends another one. In a promotion far, far away, I hope Sasha is in the... I can't say that. Ashiko, whatever. Show next year. I've seen the character. I just can't remember how to pronounce her name. You have not seen these title belts, the Jedi Mind Trick. I've tried the Jedi Mind Trick at, like, strip clubs before. You're not going to charge me for this dance. But it didn't work. Hey,
You're lying. You still did not.
I've tried to... Yeah, no, I didn't. Not that one. I've tried other things at strip clubs, though. But I'm not going into that story. There we go. So the other thing about the Sasha and Naomi thing is Kaz, former writer in WWE, said on his podcast, I think it was today, that both Sasha and Naomi's contracts are up like within the next few months.
And
they were, yeah, that they were both negotiating like at this time. That's what he said. And And I mean, he would know. I mean, I mean, he's really close to a lot of people in WWE still. I mean, so and he's part of his podcast is on the like the Ringer Network, and that's just a big like sports like network here in the States. But he said that, and I know I saw earlier in one of the chats that they're trying to look into it, but so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I mean,
yeah, but okay, but like Mark said it in the chat, like they could have literally said anything else besides that, like yeah. Card subject to change or like an injury or something. They literally could have said anything, but like it was weird. It was just really, really weird.
Okay, so I got two different people. So I got Kyle saying Ahsoka, and then I got Ahsoka. So
I could never say that either way.
Then I got another one here, Azukar. I'm just, either way. Is that the one? I think Rosario Dawson is going to be in that show, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I am.
You're saying things that I cannot
This
Wardlow!
One,
okay. Wardlow!
You know what? People want to know about it, so let's just play it again. Here you go. Let's get Maggie to just, you guys want to see it. I know people are talking about it, so here we go. Maggie, what the hell?
Yo, what's up, Maggie? This is Wardlow here from AEW. I hear you make some unique drinks. So I would like to, I'll dedicate one of my multiple power bombs on MJF to you. If you name a drink after me, and I think it's only necessary to bomb. Now, I'm a little more on the healthy side, so if it's possible to do like a kale, spinach, cucumber, celery, with maybe like a shot of vodka in there, give you the Wardlow bomb. Or tequila, either or. I'm a tequila guy, so maybe we go with tequila.
Oh, look at that. Maggie losing her shit again. Thanks to Chris, Doc Chris, I think it's Mueller. That's the way it looks. It might be Miller. Some people, you never know. But from Bleacher Report, letting us play that. Thank you very much, sir. You doing okay, Maggie?
Yeah.
Oh, man. It's good stuff. So, yeah, guys, that was what we were talking about. Maggie's blushing. Okay, I did have it right, Mueller. I figured that was it. Maggie. That's what the best is. Like, she just loses it. That's awesome, though. I know you love Wardlow.
I do. Okay.
I know. That's what's great. That's awesome. Back in the day before she went nuts, if 16-year-old Rob was around and Sonny would have called me back before, like, she went crazy
and
it killed people, I would have probably lost it myself. So, that's awesome, though. It was really cool that he did that. Well, moving on. Maggie, what did you think of Dynamite this past week?
Wardlow.
How about that, though? Holy hell. Like, that dude... I know you liked it for different reasons, but I was impressed. Like, just nothing. And
you can tell, and this was so, so hot. This was not his first rodeo. This was not the first time that guy was whipped. I'm sorry for saying it, but you can tell. And Rob, you know me by now pretty well, right?
Oh yeah.
There are not a lot of things that could make me blush. That thing, like, I know it's basically summer here already, but like, I started sweating and I was like vermilion red, my entire face, you know, and not a lot of things can do that to me, you know, because like, I'm not a little princess, you know, like I'm not. Yeah. That made me freaking blush. All right.
Yeah.
Like this, I know that this was the case. And, you know, every time when we talk about Dynamite, I share my excitement when, you know, Wardlow is about to deliver a powerbomb and just rips open his shirt, you know. And this time he wasn't wearing a shirt at all. Like, he eliminated that thing. He just, with the cuffs, which is a whole lot of different kind of hot, you know. And if he doesn't rip those cuffs, you know, I'm just going to, you know. I'm just gonna lose it.
This actually popped me right here. This portion of Dynamite I called Booked by Drew Nicholas.
yes, it is. Shout out to Drew.
Wardlow was acting like Cyborg on Dynamite. That was, I liked how crazy MJF got with that whole thing. Like, you could just, he's so good on camera. Like, he just sold it like he was just absolutely losing his mind, and it was good.
I did not appreciate MJF spray tanning only his wrists, you know, like it's a rookie mistake and he needs to, you know, acknowledge that.
Yeah,
maybe do better next time, dude.
What was
shit together.
What was your favorite match of the night?
Well, the opening match was pretty good.
Yeah, that's been the case lately.
It's been the case lately. Yeah, I really hate the way I hated the Serena Deeb segment with Thunder Rosa and Tony Schiavone. And Dustin, it was so incredibly cringy. Like, it at some point, Serena Deeb was pulling it back, you know, like she tried to make it, you know, a little less cringy.
Yeah.
But she did not manage to do that. Like, it's, I don't know, it's so sad. Like, it's Thunder Rosa, and she, like, ever since she won that championship, like, I think that this was the second time she got in the ring and it wasn't for a match.
yeah,
and it just sucks so much. I hate it, and this, I hope this is the last time I compare a storyline to WWE. Like, this match is gonna be so freaking amazing despite everything they did before the pay-per-view, despite all of that. I'm sure that the match is going to be amazing. But they literally did, like, zero to make... Like, I'm going to be hyped because of the two competitors, not because of the way it's built, you know?
Yeah. So, my computer froze, so we're going to try to play this by ear.
I was wondering if it was me or it was you, because I can hear you, but like,
I don't know what happened there. So this is fun, but I was gonna say my favorite. Well, what I wanted to bring up about the Serena Deeb thing is, she got okay with the promo that she did.
Can you still see the chat?
No, I can't. So you're going to have to help me there. I mean, I can pull it up on YouTube here in a second, actually. But what I was going to say, Serena Deeb, like, it didn't, the presentation obviously didn't go that well.
Yeah.
However, she did the three things that you needed to do. She got her point across. She put over her opponent. And, What was the other one? I mean, she did it. I just can't remember what it was. She put She got your point. Oh, she showed emotion. So she did all three. So she got her point across. She showed emotion. It just, the presentation did just was kind of flat. That was a problem. Other than that, my favorite match was,
you're basically a ventriloquist right now.
Yeah, probably.
I think we lost Rob altogether. The good thing is that now he can finally restart his computer, probably, and maybe. So, yes, I can try to restart Rob's computer. So, the thing about this whole situation was that actually Serena talked a lot about some pretty emotional stuff which she had to endure over at WWE. And she had the most amazing poker face throughout the entire promo. And I did not like that because, you know, you can't expect to talk that kind of emotion without, you know, without actually getting it to you, because like you can't tell me you're such a big professional that, you know, that you can make it work. So this was my main problem here, because she acted as if she needed to say anything she needed to say really, really quickly. Like it's as if it was, you know, an incredibly scripted promo that she did, and that she wanted just to, you know, to get it out. And let me just check what Rob sent me. Yeah, I hope he'll be back soon. So this was basically the problem with this promo for me. And the aftermath they did, like with the whole Thunder Rosa got in the ring, and then it was kind of awkward. Like Serena really, really awkwardly, like this was the most awkward pickup of a championship belt I've ever seen in my life. Like it was not great, which is incredibly puzzling because it is actually two of the most exciting women that AEW have, because you have the professor with all those challenges that she did in the ring, and she crushed everyone. And Ryan, stop making fun of me in the chat. Yes, Rob and I could not coexist this week. or Rob and his computer couldn't coexist. I can basically coexist with everyone, including Wardlow. So, so Serena Deeb, what they did with her and what like they can still do with her is that her squash matches weren't exactly squash matches, because you were going to see like 1 or 2 minute matches for the women on those shows anyway. So you might as well give them to Serena Deeb, because she can kind of look like a monster while she's doing them either way. So maybe they could have done a really, really good job with this, and they flopped, at least in my eyes, because they had the opportunity to make this a really, really good thing. Like maybe you have them brawl for a bit, like people actually having trouble keeping them apart, you know, like the build to WrestleMania 35 between Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, and Charlotte Flair. Like maybe not so in such a big capacity, you know, but they could have done that. And they didn't, and I'm kind of disappointed, but I'm sure the match will be fine. It has the potential to be the match of the night for me, because it's Serena Deeb and it's Thunder Rosa, and they're both extreme professionals. So we're gonna have to wait and see. And the thing is that Sean said it best, like they could have they could have led to that in a whole different way. Like they could have had Tony Schiavone just interview Serena in the ring or on the ramp. Like they love interviewing Thunder Rosa on the ramp anyway. So they could have presented it in a better way. Like it's like this again, this was so awkward from beginning to end. Like the middle had like a bit of an up and it just went downhill again. And so this was actually the thing that made Dynamite feel not so good in my eyes, because it was just, I'm not saying that Dynamite wasn't a good show, it was an okay show, but like this was just so disappointing that it actually, you know, took the air out of me a bit. But at this point, I'm incredibly sure that they could have Adam Cole win the Owen Hart tournament altogether. And they introduced Chris Statlander in the play to compete. And this will be a fun match between her and Velvet.
I'm putting nuts in my mouth.
Well, nuts to them. What else you got? Why the hell did you freeze again? Rob, you're frozen again. Rob put so many nuts in his mouth that he froze all over again. Oh my Jesus fucking Christ, this is not happening. Well, don't say welcome back in the chat. He isn't back. He's gone again. He's frozen. Why are you doing this to me? Rob, what the fuck? Yes, thank you, Mark. This was a nutty comeback. Rob is just all over the place. So I DM'd him, like, maybe he'll be back. Or maybe not. Maybe it's just one person show now. So, yes, things do get nutty at times. Throwback. Thank you. Thank you for the comment about that. Let me see what your guys were talking about. Are you good?
We don't know. We'll find out. Holy hell. What'd I miss? Everything?
Well, I ranted about Serena Deeb and Thunder Rosa for 10 minutes, so it's okay. Yes, oh. You tune into our show, Existing with Maggie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Guys, I know it's kind of it's a bit too much to ask, but leave a thumbs up.
Yeah. So, thank God you can't see the thumbs down now, huh?
Leave a thumbs up on the video. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You'll be like, Rob, what happened to this episode? Usually you guys are great, but lots of thumbs down in this one. I don't know. Nothing.
Also, what? Send us a super chat so we can buy Rob a new computer, obviously.
I don't think it's my... I don't know. That time... hell.
Before the show, I said, Rob, I think I have a problem with my Wi-Fi. And it was you! Oh, no, you're not... Okay, so... Okay, so just don't sit still for more than 2 seconds. Because
no, I'm fine. I'm here.
I think that you're frozen.
No, I'm just...
You can just go like this. Also. So if you want, you can say a couple of things about Dynamite.
Because yeah, I just... Every time I talk about AEW, something happens. So I think the biggest thing was I laughed at the Johnny Impact, Johnny, what the hell, Johnny Elite thing. That was, I mean, that was TNT's
fault. Yeah, okay. Like, the moment I saw Johnny Elite, and I was like, oh my God, they got him. And then John Morrison. And I was like,
yeah, I don't know.
Like, never in my life did I expect John Morrison.
Yeah.
Never.
But yeah, I mean, it was a decent show. It just felt kind of weird.
And I wasn't one of these people who were, you know, hoping to, like, I wasn't thinking that it will be Claudio or Johnny Gargano or something like that. Like, I'm not one of these people who hype myself up, you know, but like, John Morrison? Like,
yeah, when John Morrison came out, I knew that, I mean, the way I looked at it, I like John Morrison, so I kind of felt bad that many people were disappointed in him, or disappointed that it was him. And I mean, he's a hell of a wrestler, but I kind of knew that. I mean, I'm like, John Morrison came out, and that kind of told me that it just told me the AEW, the person that comes out for the women's Joker is. It just kind of told me that it's not going to be a big name. I just had a feeling, and it wasn't.
I was okay. Jesus, sorry.
Maybe you seen...
We're all over the place today. Yeah, Jesus, maybe, I'm sorry.
Maybe you need some nuts in your mouth. Who knows? I don't know. Not those nuts. I'm talking about peanuts. Like these.
Yeah, I don't like peanuts, first of all. And I'm getting enough nuts in my balls as it is. So... Okay, so I was completely fine with Maki Ito, like completely fine with her being the Joker. Like, it was, I'm not, like, here's the thing. I want both, you know, Samoa Joe and Dr. Britt Baker to, you know, to move on. And if, like, either, like, one of all these people who we wanted to see as Jokers, it would have been crappy for them to lose in their debut, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I am a bit, yeah. Ryan's right.
Yeah.
You did beat me up to
that. I'm like, yeah. Well, yeah. What else is new today? I'm just all over the place.
Yeah, Wardlow.
Yeah, Wardlow gotcha. And I guess Wardlow got to me too. Who knows? You know, going back to like something I wanted to bring up back on the Sasha and Naomi thing is Corey Graves made a comment on his show today. That
he did. I do not listen to his show.
Yeah, I don't either. I just saw like a somebody did a transcription of it. He basically said that. He didn't come out and say it the way that he wasn't trying to bury the company, but he basically, without going there, he basically said that he was fed the words to say, which everybody knew, you know. He thinks that that more people, he says that there's a lot more to what needs to be going on with everything, and they need to know more facts, and he's basically trying to just, I think he's trying to cover himself better. That's the only thing I can think of, because it just doesn't make any sense what he said.
I suppose he is, but like, look at it this way, like, if you think that they fed him those words, because you can't possibly say these words without someone confirming that it's okay to say these words. Because, yeah.
Maggie, it is time for the Cooper Effect. And I'm just going to hit the video here, but every time I go to do something, my computer decides that it doesn't want to cooperate. So let's see if it works this time. Nee, 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 nee. It's not working. It worked.
It worked. It happened. I was wondering whether to do the Cooper effect while you were gone. But I just decided to rant about AEW's women's division instead. So, guys, I'm going to tell you a story today about a cute little dog. Well, it's not little. It's definitely not little. I cannot tell you what that breed is. Rob, do you know what the dog breed is?
Huh? Oh, the dog breed?
I think it was, you know.
It's all good. I think I did it by accident behind the script. So. It looks like it's a golden retriever. Hold on.
No, it's not a golden retriever. It's definitely, it's some sort of a,
Hold on.
I do not remember what,
We are.
I suck with dog breeds. So this cute little dog, again, it's not little, but like all dogs are cute because we love pets here. This dog, whenever a thunderstorm is out, he sneaks into the neighbor's apartment because, like, it's apparently it's a friendly neighborhood that do not lock their doors, and just snucks into bed with the couple.
It looks like a part pit bull. It looks like.
Yeah, as I said, I suck with dogs, like, you know. So this is just so incredibly cute because, they never, you know, they never freaked out about it. And just so, like, afterwards, they just let the dog out and just go to the owner. But apparently, they uploaded a couple of selfies on social media just so they can find the owner of the dog because it was happening. Rob, imagine there's a thunderstorm in your place, and just like this huge ass thing walks into your bed, and it's not Taco. It's obviously not Taco because I think Taco weighs about, like, I don't know, 5 pounds maybe.
7 on a good day.
7. I was close enough. And such a huge thing walks into your bed and just snuggles in and just falls asleep. And you know, all dogs snore. You know. More like most of them snore even more than, you know, men do. So imagine that shit. This is so great. All dogs go to heaven.
They do.
All dogs do they?
Even the ones
where
that kill
cats
people.
Go?
Well, some of them go to heaven. Most of them, who knows?
Most of them, you know what? So yeah, this is adorable little dog, which again is not little, but it's a fuzzy reason to take.
Yeah, I love dogs. I'm a dog guy. I'm a cat guy too. So, it looks like
we're
a pit bull. It looks like the article is it doesn't really say what it is. So it looks like a pit bull. So if somebody goes into the article, maybe they can tell us, but it looks like a pit bull because my brother has a pit bull and they have the similar nose and the face, and you just know it's one of those dogs. Bull terrier. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I used to have a German Shepherd,
and, oh yeah, we talked about that. Was it last week? After the show, like, yeah. On our, like, you know, half an hour or a full hour conversations after the show.
That, but she, she was the same, like, way with thunder and lightning. Tried to get under the bed, and just something else.
Spot Center, yes, please send me videos of your dog. I just love Labradors. It's just, you want a, do you know corgi? What you want a corgi? Like, everyone wants a corgi. Like, they have hearts on their butts.
I actually want it. I want an English bulldog, actually. Just like the British bulldogs, like, you know, the...
Actually, yeah, of course. I actually, like, I love, like, animals so much that I don't care what they are. I just, you know, want to see them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah.
Yeah,
I don't mind the breed. I just want them, you know, to feed them, you know?
Yeah. And
have them.
You know, the other thing, like, what I like about animals...
At some point, I'm going to walk to work because there's a huge part of the main street in my city, which there are a lot of pigeons there, usually in the morning. And when I go to my morning shifts, I'm going to make that video to you with the pigeons.
Well, I saw some ducks today and I almost like stopped and like, look at all those chickens.
You had to.
I thought about it, but it was like right by like one of the busier roads, and I was like, I'll pass today. It just wouldn't have worked.
Oh, come on, Rob, you need to sacrifice.
Yeah, sacrifice. Sacrifice. Yeah. it would have been good. Like, no, of course, I already missed part of the show already, so what the hell?
Sacrifice! 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 Sacrifice!
My God. I love that clip, just like the other one.
Spot Center, are you the person who sent me the Wardlow pictures? Yeah, I see that you're the one. Like, he sent me pictures of Wardlow when he was little, below my post about Wardlow.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. This was so cool. I love little Wardlow.
Little Wardlow?
The baby Wardlow, not...
I know what you meant. I did not go there. You went there. I wasn't thinking that until you did. You went there, not me.
No, you...
Nope.
Moving not on.
Time out.
Moving on.
I did not go there. You did.
Moving on.
Okay. AEW Rampage tonight was taped on Wednesday night. Obviously, we're not going to give you any spoilers, but... Tonight you got Malakai Black, Brody King, Buddy Matthews versus Fuego del Sol, Evil Uno, and Ten. Sean Spears versus Big Damo, formerly known as Killian Dane. Owen Hart Foundation quarterfinal, Chris Statlander versus Red Velvet. And then you got Bryan Danielson, Jon Moxley taking on Dante Martin and Matt Sydal. Actually sounds like a pretty good Rampage. What do you think?
It does sound like a pretty good Rampage. I hope I get to wake up before work, like enough time before so I can watch it before going in and actually see if is Brian okay?
Yeah. So a lot of people, I don't know if you know this, people that might not have been online or not paid, just might not know. So after... the show went off the air after Dynamite went off the air. Daniel Bryan's leg got stuck between the ramp and the ring, for a good over 10 minutes. And it looked like basically the video looked like he was in pain, you know, it really came that way, it appeared that way. From what I understand, it sounded like he was okay though, like he was joking around backstage, so
Yeah, but it's Bryan Danielson. He's a badass, and just what is he gonna do? Like cry?
Well, I mean, who knows? I mean, that's a
thing. I really hope he's okay. But
oh, I do too. Like, I mean,
yeah.
Okay, don't. Yeah, we. So yeah, and then tonight on SmackDown.
Also, Rampage is earlier today. You know.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's at, is it 4:30 again? Or I think it's an hour before SmackDown tonight. Here in the...
It's 7? I think it's 7.
Yeah. You'd think I'd be prepared. But yeah, on SmackDown, you have a Tag Team Championship Unification Match, RK-Bro versus the Usos, Butch versus Xavier Woods, Sami Zayn versus Shinsuke. Now, I think it was Dave Meltzer said that even though they're going to have the unification match, he doesn't think that they're going to actually change. Yeah, 7 Eastern. He doesn't see the titles changing hands at all.
This is so weird.
Yeah. But, like, you know, things
should have happened by now.
Things could change too. You know, it's one of those things. The one thing about, and I said something to, I don't know if you've seen his tweets. His name's The Great Fowler on Twitter. And he's friends with Dave Meltzer. And I said something the other day that one reason Dave Meltzer gets a lot of shit is because, and this is not a shot at Dave, he speculates on his show, which is fine. You speculate. However, it's the websites, like other than Fightful, they report what he said. When he speculates, they report his speculations as news.
Well, this is not his fault.
Yes, exactly. But that's the thing. People don't realize that. So when they see
people
that,
are stupid.
Well, that's the problem. And that's
the problem with critical thinking, you know?
Yeah, and that's what sucks is that's what I feel bad for him, because people don't get that. They see like one story and then they find out, oh, that didn't happen. Well, let's blame Meltzer. And the fact is, Meltzer didn't ever say that. He was speculating. Yes. That's what people need to realize, that speculating, he's speculating. He even makes it clear that he's speculating. It's just weird. But yeah, I don't know. It could happen. Like, and that was like when he said that, I think it was even last week when he said that, and he was speculating. But yeah, so D'Lo says the best, people just can't read. Yeah,
well, that's the thing. They refuse to, you know.
Well, and that's the thing. Some of them don't put that. Like, they don't say he's speculating. Like, I noticed it today. Or last night, somebody, I won't say what website because I'm not going to promote them, but they pretty much did exactly what I said. They did not report that he was speculating. So they just went with it as news. Basically, I'll say this. It was about the John Moxley contract situation. So, one of my favorite shows is back, Maggie. Battle of the Brands is back. Maggie, did you ever watch that show?
I've never watched the show because I'm not that into gaming. You know,
yeah, it's still fun, but, even if you're not.
Yeah. I suppose I should, because it's Xavier Woods, you know. But I would really, really would like to watch it. But granted, I haven't watched NXT UK or Impact from last night. So I have a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah.
Like, I have no idea what happened. I haven't seen any spoilers.
Sorry.
So, like, maybe, like, put it on the back burner.
Yeah, I love the show, and they brought, so obviously WWE must have, like, made a deal with Tyler Breeze, because they're bringing him back for it. It's a WWE-owned show, so I'm a huge mark for Thunder Breeze, Tyler Breeze. I just realized I almost said Thunder Breeze. What the hell is that? Sounds like a porn. But yeah, he's going to be on the show. I watch different porn, obviously. I'm kidding.
Well, it's
different
people, different.
Yeah, just let me be. I'm all over the place. I'm like flustered.
You are.
But see, I already forgot where the hell I was going with this. Oh yeah, Tyler Breeze. Like, they must have let him come back. It's a fun show because it's just him and Xavier just giving each other shit, and I'm excited. If we could just get the band back together, which it won't happen, but I just need, if we can just, in a perfect world, if we can just get Cesaro and Adam Cole back together with them, it'll be perfect. Yeah, this is pretty much it. Ryan hit it right on the head. Loses the internet, loses his mind. That's Rob Wilkins. That's going to be like a quote. That's going to be a, like, it, that needs to be on a t-shirt.
Yeah, like, we need to have, like, you need to have a t-shirt on Fightful, and I have to have a t-shirt on Fightful, too. Like, my slogan, either I'm a ray of fucking sunshine, or I'm not friendly, I'll break your face. You know, those are sellers, you know?
Do you know if I missed any super chats while I was losing my shit?
No idea.
Okay.
Oh, look at this. I remember Kyle sent a super chat that said Wardlow.
Spot center, Rob's not blushing this week. I'm about to now. Anyone else want to tell him how good he looks with me? Oh, there you go. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Rob, you do look really, really nice.
Thanks.
And I know all about your workout today, so I like glad you're standing. Ricardo, I think.
Ricardo?
Maybe, yeah, Ricardo sent the super chat, but I cannot find it. Maybe let me see.
I'll look for it.
Okay. I think I maybe kind of found it. D'Lo said that he might be in a minority, but he wants Deep to win.
Oh, I would be cool with that. Our guy SP3. I'm trying to get an SP3 shirt. CP3. I saw your little video when I was putting videos on, and I couldn't help but laugh. I don't want to show it because I don't know if it would, like, air yet. So I couldn't help but laugh at it.
SP3 is the best. Happy belated birthday to SP3, by the way.
I don't know if you saw, but I met him in Minneapolis at Full Gear.
I know the story. Like, we all saw the picture.
Oh, okay. Well,
let's
that,
not
yeah,
talk
I know the,
about the picture.
The, yeah, the story. But, like, I didn't know he was going to be in Minneapolis when I met him. Like, so that was, like, a surprise. And, like, he just walked up. And, like, I was just, like, literally, it was, like, more like me in shock because I was like, holy crap. I didn't even know he was going to be here. Like, it was just kind of like, whoa. It was,
yeah.
It was cool. Just when you when you run into somebody you're not expecting, it's just awesome. So
I know. And also, if it's SP3, because he's a wonderful dude. I just remembered, and I just saw what Ricardo's super chat was, that he said, reminder that the Fed passed on Wardlow.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, they did.
They passed on a lot of people. John Silver.
Yes, they did.
Reynolds. They wanted to make Thunder Rosa a referee. How about that? Oh, yeah, I love, that's why, like, the Rob is the first person in years. Yeah, I grew up on SportsCenter. That's what I used to watch. Like, if I missed school or something, I kept it on ESPN. Yeah, they did skip on MJF too. There's a lot of people that they've missed. Like, I mean, you could look at pretty much a lot of the whole roster. There's like Eddie Kingston in the WWE Performance Center shirt, like that you see every once in a while go around. Jade Cargill. Oh, well, Supi just said that too. Ric Flair, your favorite wrestler, is having.
I do not give a crap about this.
I don't either, but.
I don't know why I put in a script. No idea.
Well, that's fine. It's it's news. It's interesting because a lot of people that I know, and I'm hoping I get to go to Nashville for that weekend. A lot of people seem like they don't give a damn about it, and it's kind of, I'm kind of impressed by that. I
cannot tell you how little I care about this. Also, Kenny, I'm from Bulgaria. Google it.
Bulgaria.
Yeah.
The place where your favorite wrestler, Miro, well, one of your favorite wrestlers, Miro, I don't know if that's your favorite, but he's one of them. I know that much.
Yeah. I know that, you know, Ric Flair has a lot of trouble letting go, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, passing the torch is not something that comes easily to people, apparently. Because when you decide that it's your time, then it should be your time, because it's like, let it go, and like maybe give people the opportunity to, you know, to shine, because you're, you know, not 30 or not 40, also not 50 anymore. So you kind of want to, you know, just take care of your body, you know. And I'm not saying that because I like Ric Flair and I don't want him to get hurt. No, the match isn't going to be good. Like, it's not going to be a good match. Like, all that these people are doing is, you know, tarnishing their legacies after having so many years off. And they're just not what they used to be in the ring, which is fine. Because the human body does that. You know, it gets old and you can't move, you know? So just needs to, you know, to stop.
Yeah. This is a good one. Random question, and on who the hardest job, man, there's so many good ones.
Penta.
Pentas look hard, but are tough. I would say,
well, aside from Suzuki, you know, like, yeah. if we not
Samoa Joe was pretty brutal too.
Samoa Joe, yeah.
Yeah, there's, I mean, that's the thing. I'm like, even Tanahashi's look like somewhat brutal. I mean, there's just so many of them because they're just, hell, I've seen Cassie Haynes, like, he did those shorts like for a little bit where he took the bump or the chops from different independent wrestlers. I mean, Nyla Rose hit him with some, like, she beat the hell out of him.
Cassidy.
Yeah, Cassidy Haynes, yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Yes. And he no-sold every one of them. And yeah, he just sent me the videos, and I'm like, why are you just walking away as if nothing happened? And he was like, well, I get, you know, I need to look hard, you know? And I'm just, no. I would puke. Oh,
yeah, this is a good one. He's right. Subi's right. Paul White, like, when he would get that.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, oh, the great Kali.
Yep, Keith Lee.
I'm obviously kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and Ricky Steamboat, like, was approached for it. Don't know if he's going to do it. It sounds like he's not, right? I haven't really...
It's not a dumb deal. It's a pitched thing.
Yeah.
It's like nothing, like it, pen to paper, no, like it's not a done deal, but still, I'm not going to watch that match.
Yeah. Before we do our last Cooper effect, Maggie, I wanted to bring up one thing since we have a little bit of time. John Cena recently, he's coming up on his 20 years with WWE, and he made it sound like he's ready to come back pretty soon because it's been too long, he said. When he comes back, who do you want him to feud with? I'd actually kind of like it to be Cody, personally. I think it'd be kind of cool, but...
It would be awesome to be Cody.
But I want to hear what you think. I don't want it to be Roman. I don't think that would make any sense.
I actually want him to face Bron Breakker.
That'd be cool. I'd like that.
Or LA Knight, because where the fuck is LA Knight? or hey guys, do you remember a certain someone like A-Kid who got brought up to NXT 2.0 and now we can't see him anymore?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Ugh.
Why?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It'd probably be Theory. Unfortunately.
Oh, Jesus, because of the whole, you know, United States thing?
Well, who knows? I just...
Jesus, like, Corey, if you're right, I'm going to be mad at you.
So, Maggie, Tell us who our last Cooper effect is going to be on.
Are you going to do the video?
Once you told me like who it was, I was going to then hit it, but I'll go ahead.
This is going to be a special one because our Cooper effect is about our dear friend Lily, our very own Lily from Fightful Overbook. She does the Grappy Hour with Joel Pearl. This is a special one for me because Lily is the other person who has complete knowledge of Twin Peaks. And she's my Talpa. And if you don't know or have no idea what Talpa is, fucking watch Twin Peaks and you'll know. So I'm so, so freaking excited because Lily will be our guest on our post show right after this show on Fightful Select Coexisting After Dark. We will have her on the show and it will be my first time with Lily on the same screen. I'm just so excited about that. Lily is just so amazing. She's training her ass off to be an actual wrestler. And she has all these bruises on her legs. And I can so connect with that because I myself am too, like, filled with bruises on my feet all the time and my legs and my, like, arms or whatever because of the thing I do. And I'm also clumsy as fuck. So there. And not only that, but she does interviews for Fightful and she always also did a huge-ass feature about Danhausen in the previous issue of Fightful magazine. And I just loved it. And she's just so badass, you know, and she's so, so freaking amazing.
Yeah, I adore her. She, like when I was having that rough week a couple weeks ago, or that rough day a couple weeks ago, she came in the clutch for me. She talked to me. She like gave me some advice. And since then, we've talked almost every day, and she's hilarious.
She's such a badass.
Yeah,
so and this is coming from me, so you know it's true. Yeah.
She shows me the bruises she gets at wrestling at tryouts and or not tryouts but practice, and she's awesome. She's such a sweetheart, and she's just cool, and she's a perfect person for us to have on our first show of After Dark. And basically, just before we get into it, After Dark, what we're going to do is we're going to have a guest on every week, and it's going to be like, it's not just going to be wrestling. We're just going to, it's a way for us to let you
just hang
and let, like, ask questions to just random questions to see for you to learn about people. So it's going to be fun. We're going to ask questions. The one question she asked me when I asked her to be part of the show, she goes, "Am I allowed to curse?" And I said, "Yes." She goes, "Okay, I'm in." So,
I think that this was probably the first thing I asked Joel Pearl when he asked me to be a part of the watch alongs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "I'm not doing it if I can swear and curse." And he was like, "You're free to say whatever the fuck you want." And I'm like, "Okay, we're doing it." Because you can't fucking have me on your show and like not be all brushed or whatever. So I used to talk a lot of Bulgarian on the watch-alongs, and I tried to stop, you know, because it's not... I may say some things that people will agree to them because it's me, and they're going to be horrible things.
But, so Rob has jokes. So today, I'm changing it up. Just based on a lot of things going on in this world right now, I think we need to see a good story. So in a way, it's not really a joke. It's actually kind of like our third Cooper effect. And it's one of my favorite videos that I've seen in a long time. And just watch it. I think you'll enjoy it. If you have a heart, I definitely know you'll enjoy it. So here you go. So it's a just a good video because the man's deaf and he just wanted to have a day where he wasn't, where he got to live a normal life. And that was just a, he got to live a normal life. Everybody around him got to speak to him, which he never really got to, he never got to do before. So you got to see the emotion. And the reason why it hits like home for me is I have a, my uncle passed away and he was deaf. And it was something else. Like,
do you know sign language?
What's that? Sorry.
Do you know sign language?
Yeah, not too well. I was pretty young. But whenever he would like take us out, he'd have to always write down what he'd want. And it was just, it was kind of like heartbreaking in a way.
Yeah.
So it just, when I saw that video the first time, it just like really got to me because I just absolutely love it. And like I said, it's good to see good things in once in a while. I mean, we all like to laugh, but instead of today, I think a smile, with everything going on in this world, I think a smile is better than a laugh for now. So with that
also
in mind,
Wardlow.
Yeah, also Wardlow. So with that in mind, I want to say thank you very much for tuning in. We are going to be going right over to Fightful Select for Fightful Coexisting After Dark. With Lily Alexandra, who's going to be hanging out with us. So come on over and hang out with us. And I'm just going to leave you out with this. We'll see you next week. Peace out, homies.
Yes.
Oh, God. I was doing so well.
Also so close.
I almost did it.
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Maggie_IK and on Instagram at Maggie.IK. Stay tuned for my Wardlow wrestling drink video. I'll be shooting maybe next week, I hope. And I'm going to send it to Soupy and hopefully he has the time to do his shenanigans with it.
if you want to follow me after today, it'd be a miracle. At Rob Wilkins on Twitter. Also, I did start an Instagram. I think it's at Fightful Rob or Rob at Rob at Fightful Rob or Rob Fightful. One of those two. I'm really prepared, as you can tell. Having a production today. As we go out, why not? Third time's a charm. We'll see you on the Fightful Select.
Yo, what's up, Maggie? This is Wardlow here from AEW. I hear you make some unique drinks. So I would like to, I'll dedicate one of my multiple power bombs on MJF to you. If you name a drink after me, and I think it's only necessary to bomb. Now I'm a little more on the healthy side, so if it's possible to do like a kale spinach cucumber celery with maybe like a shot of vodka in there, give you the Wardlow bomb. Or tequila, either or. I'm a tequila guy, so maybe we go with tequila.
All right, guys.
Bye, guys.
We thank you very much, and we will see you on Fightful Select. Peace out. Bye-bye.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.